Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the Government Accountability Office. It's January 14th, 2011. The Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, oversees the federal requirements that prohibit false or misleading food labels. While companies need scientific evidence to make health claims on their products, they can also make qualified health claims, which require less support. A group led by Lisa Shames, a director in GAO's Natural Resources and Environment team, recently reviewed FDA's oversight of qualified health claims and the extent to which consumers understand these claims. GAO's Jeremy Clucci sat down with Lisa to learn more.
Companies can make a lot of different kinds of claims on food labels. What's the difference between health claims, qualified health claims, and structure function claims?
Yes, there are real differences across those claims in terms of the level of scientific support as well as the level of FDA review. Health claims, for example, are supported by significant scientific agreement or by some authoritative source. An example of such a claim is diets low in sodium may reduce the risk of high blood pressure. There are also qualified health claims. They have a lower level of scientific support, and FDA prescribes the exact wording of the qualifying language to characterize the strengths and the limitations. An example of a qualified health claim is scientific evidence suggests but does not prove that eating 1.5 ounces of nuts may reduce the risk of heart disease, and FDA has allowed the use of 12 such claims. There are also these so-called structure function claims. An example of one is calcium helps build strong bones. These structure function claims describe how a nutrient affects the body. Companies are not required to submit any scientific support for these structure function claims, nor has FDA provided any sort of guidance in terms of what would be sufficient support.
An FDA decision in 2002 helped change the status of the use of qualified health claims. Can you provide some background about this decision?
Yes, it's interesting that qualified health claims came about through a ruling dealing with dietary supplements. In that ruling, the court held that FDA can't prohibit a potentially misleading health claim unless it also considers whether qualifying language could negate the claim's misleading nature. So as a result of that ruling, FDA announced that companies could petition for qualified claims on dietary supplements, and eventually FDA expanded that approach to include conventional foods.
Your team looked at some of the outcomes of this decision. What did you find?
We found that FDA's oversight of qualified health claims is limited. FDA has issued only 2 warning letters. Those were last year. FDA found that the companies had not used the prescribed language that FDA allows and also had added information that didn't have sufficient scientific support. We also found that FDA had limited oversight of these structure function claims, and this limitation is actually more problematic because FDA's data show that these structure function claims are used more often than the qualified health claims.
Your team also looked at consumers' understanding of these claims. How did you assess this?
We reviewed numerous scientific reports that looked at consumers' perceptions and understanding of these health claims. And the research showed that consumers don't really understand the differences in scientific support between health claims and qualified health claims. And it's because of this consumer confusion that governments like Canada and the European Union disallow the use of qualified health claims.
One of your primary recommendations has to do with the information that FDA can require from companies in support of their claims. Can you expand on this?
We found that FDA bears the burden of proof to demonstrate that a structure function claim may be false or misleading. So for FDA to prove that, it would require extensive work on their part that could take time or be labor intensive. Instead, what we recommended is that FDA seek the statutory authority that it would need to access the evidence from the companies themselves and to review the evidence to see if there's sufficient support. We know that the Federal Trade Commission has similar statutory authority that allows it to access the evidence if companies may be falsely advertising their product. FDA generally agreed with our recommendation and said that it would reexamine its approach for examining structure function claims.
To learn more, visit GAO's website at gao.gov. And be sure to tune in to the next edition of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the Government Accountability Office.